Welcome back to our Buffalo Bills draft special presented by New Era Cap. Joining us now, NFL draft expert Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network. You can follow him on Twitter at MoveTheSix. Daniel, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, it's our yearly tradition. I always look forward to it.
Hey, Daniel, here in Buffalo and really all over the league, a lot of eyes are focused on this year's draft class of quarterbacks. You tell me, is this a draft class worthy of all this attention?
You know, I think it is. I really do. I think this is a class that's been picked apart over the last couple months. It's one we were talking about a year in advance about all these guys potentially coming out, and sure enough, they did. I think it's a fantastic class. And to me, you know, you really start there with the big four at the top with Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, and Josh Allen. I think all four of those guys got a chance to be outstanding starters in the NFL. And then you've got a wild card and Lamar Jackson that's going to be fun to follow. So I think it's really an exceptional class.
Which of these quarterbacks do you see as a fit for the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I still would come back to Sam Darnold. You know, I mentioned I have him as the top guy. I think he'd be the best fit there. I think he's built. He's physically tough to be able to handle what you have to handle there. I think you look at how he'll mix in with some of the other young pieces they have there. I think he can be the face and be the leader with all that attention. It's not going to change him. He's a very even keel guy. I think that would serve him well there.
If the Bills do attempt to trade up to get one of these quarterbacks, where do you see is the most likely landing spot?
Well, I mean, you probably aim for two for the Giants to get one of your top two guys. That would be the target. And I do think there's ways where they could potentially get there. I would say the more likely landing spot's probably 5 and 6, with the Broncos there at 5 and with the Colts there at 6, both having expressed some interest to get out of there. I think those would probably be the most realistic option there for the Bills if they want to get up and get one of these guys.
All right, let's say Buffalo does not go with a quarterback. Another area of need is linebacker. What are some of the names that are likely to be there for Buffalo in the top half of the first round?
Yeah, you get there at pick number 12. I think Roquan Smith, there's a lot of buzz on him from Georgia. He's probably going to be gone. Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech, I would assume, will probably be gone as well. But I do think both those guys are within striking distance. You know, if you wanted to get up to pick 8 or 9, which wouldn't cost you too much, where you're already situated, that could be a good move. That'd be a nice consolation prize. If you can't get up to get the quarterbacks, maybe you move up a couple spots to get one of those two linebackers who I think are outstanding.
Daniel, another area the Bills could look at would be wide receiver. And it seems like there could be some value at wide receiver in rounds 2 or 3. What are some of the names that Bills fans should look at the wide receiver spot?
Yeah, I do think there's a lot of value there in that second round range for the wide receiver group. And it really comes down to what you're looking for. You know, if you're looking for some speed on the outside, a guy like DJ Chark from LSU, I think kind of falls in that second round mix. Cortland Sutton is another kind of borderline late first, early second round pick. Big size receiver there from SMU would make some sense. And I think if you get a little bit later, maybe a little bit later in the second round, maybe even into the third round, Equanimeous St. Brown from Notre Dame really struggled production-wise this year because the quarterback play was not great at Notre Dame, but he is a big physical wide receiver that showed through the workout portion of the spring that he's got a lot of upside.
Okay, Daniel Jeremiah, time to put you on the spot. Who's your prediction for the Buffalo Bills' first selection in the draft tomorrow night?
All right, I'll say my prediction, the Buffalo Bills, they end up pulling off a trade. I don't think they can get all the way up to 2, though. I'll say they pull off a trade and they land at number 5 with the Denver Broncos selection there. And I'll say they end up coming away with Josh Rosen in this draft as their quarterback. They might be in a race with that trade-up to try and beat out the Miami Dolphins, but I think that could be the guy they end up with.
Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network, thanks very much for joining us. And don't forget to follow Daniel on Twitter at MoveTheSix.